Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing this back with what I consider to be our anthem. When everything gets tough and you've had enough, you still got to try, small business owners. I know that's what you do. That's the reason I'm proud of you. That's the reason you're my heroes. That's the reason I do what I do. Join you every day on the show to talk to you about whatever we can talk about to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Having a great visit with our good friend Beth Ross. Dr. Beth Ross is a certified career coach, an executive career coach, and speaker and writer. She's so prolific in this area of helping put job applicants together with people who are hiring. Beth, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
My website is www.bethross.com. You will find my email on there, and you'll also find a nice number you could call me. Again, it's www.bethross.com.
ROSS.com. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Folks, we're talking about the fact that the hiring, there's been a significant pent up, just a dam built up holding back the job seekers and away from the job hirers. The people who are creating jobs. And one of the things that's happened, Beth, is that companies have found a way to get a lot of productivity out of people they have. This creates a casualty list internally, though, doesn't it?
It does. People are having to work, who have jobs, they've been in them for a while, they're having to work three times harder than they ever did, and they know they have to do it, and they have to do it with excellence because there's somebody in line to get that job if they don't want it.
Yeah. But mostly what we've got is a situation now, though, where companies, I really do believe, Beth, that companies are saying, okay, I'm tired of being held back. I'm tired of being dour about my future. I'm ready. I'm going to find a way to, regardless of who gets elected, I'm going to find a way to hire some people, to bring some folks on and start growing. I know you're saying that the last few days things have started turning. I don't think it will really release, though, until after the election.
Exactly. I couldn't agree
more. There'll
be
some hiring done because they know that they've got to get started with the process because they're going to want these people on board January 1.
Yeah, they sure are. You're absolutely right in what you're saying. There's going to be a huge movement forward right after the election, no matter who gets it.
That's right. And you know, there's another thing that's going on, and you hate to say this, but it is happening. It happens every year, and that is some people are going to lose their jobs. If some companies are looking around for more talent, for better talent, they may be looking for replacements.
Yeah, and changes. They'll put it under,
and so
under the guise
there are some
change.
People yeah. who are going to get their pink slip. In the next 30 days.
Yeah, it's a pretty horrible thought there, but it's
the truth. And a friend of mine said, a CEO friend of mine said, you know, you hate to do it at this time of year, but there really is never a good time to let somebody go.
No, there isn't. No, never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And this is why you need to keep abreast of what's happening in your field, whatever you do, whatever it might be, so that you're working on these backup plans, even if it's only in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about it right now is, and I think this is maybe the best theme for us to land on, and that is that everybody, whether it be the owner or the employee, must produce and be productive and be competitive in their position. No, there can be no more places to hide. In the Army, we call them ghosts, people who would ghost. They would just kind of go out of sight and would spend their career ghosting. You can't. There are no more ghosts allowed in today's economy. everybody has to pull their weight and be growing in the process, don't they?
Yeah, constantly. You've got to be a lifetime learner, mm-hmm. always open to the next possibility, always trying to stay on the cutting edge of tomorrow, because tomorrow is here. It's just everything. We're in the midst of huge economic change.
And if I were an employee, and this is what I do with my customers, myself, but if I were an employee, I would be finding a way to make myself indispensable.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the most cross-trained person in the organization, and I would make sure that if the boss said, "Can I need somebody to help me with this?" that somebody might get run over as I tried to get to the boss to take that job, that project.
Yeah.
If I wanted to keep my job, I would make me the last person in the world the boss thought of letting go or replacing.
Exactly.
I'm doing that with my customers,
advice.
Beth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that with my clients, my sponsors.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we all have to do that. And it's you know, you and I were talking earlier that about how things have changed in society and in the marketplace. It's more competitive today than ever before, and it's going to continue to be that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Not that we want to go back to an earlier time, but we want to preserve
maybe a little bit. Can we go back a little bit, Beth? Hey, Beth, I got to wrap it up. BethRoss.com is her website, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Beth, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
Beth Ross, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news, after this break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.